You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
Shame on me for screwing up our production schedules, Jay, because so much things have happened between the last time we talked. I'm not even sure I can keep track of them all. Can you?
I think we'll think of something.
No, I know. I've got, believe me, I just sent you the list of topics. We got plenty to talk about. But
And you missed the biggest one of all that broke today.
Oh, do tell. I did take a nap this afternoon.
Well, you missed Pete Davidson dating Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yes. I heard about that earlier.
Fucking guy.
I'm sorry.
He's so fucking good. Derek Jeter goes, how do you do it?
How do you do
That's how good he is. Yeah. So, Derek Jeter wants tips.
So what do you think it is?
The rumor is he's got a pole that hangs down to his knees. That's the rumor.
Okay.
He's funny. He's funny. And he's got a pole.
Funny, so, and he's got a big dick. Does he have a lot of money?
Not really.
Not as much as Emily Ratajkowski.
No. Although, but he's living his best life. Yeah. So good for you, Pete Davidson.
I think Emily Ratajkowski, though, is severely overrated.
Oh, okay. Stop talking. Stop talking. In fact, podcast over.
Wow. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, I've been ejected inning of the game for arguing one ball and strike.
That's an asinine statement. That is a completely asinine statement.
I say she was ugly?
She's not overrated. She's rated perfectly.
Really?
She's 17. Yeah.
Okay. Scouting report.
This here. Is just going to go downhill scouting with report. That comment. Yeah.
Wide set bug eyes, overly inflated nice. Lips.
Okay.
Pixie ears, which if you're into that, that's fine. Weighs about 91 pounds soaking wet with nickels in her pockets. But yeah, I mean, attractive high cheekbones, good golden triangle, facial proportions and sultry eyes. Yeah, I mean, she's a major leaguer, but I'm not putting her in the Hall of Fame just yet.
You're the Vinny. You're the Vinny Serrato of scouting women now. I hope you're happy.
Okay, here's your challenge for next week: is you find a woman that you think is overrated, not ugly, just overrated, and then give me a quick scouting report on why you think that is, whether I agree or disagree. I just want to hear what your scouting report on a woman that you think is overrated.
I'll give you
one right now.
Giselle Bundchen.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
She just doesn't do anything. But I've looked at her and I've seen the the pictures of her all made up and
okay.
She just does nothing for me.
Minus front court, wide set nose, if you don't mind a unique nose. I'm actually a fan of the unique nose, and she's got a unique nose.
Okay.
Slightly off-center eye line, but it's still kind of sexy. Otherwise, tall, willowy, athletic, obviously very skinny herself. I think if we were to see Giselle Bundchen in the wild.
Kind of bitchy. We've heard her talk.
Okay. Are you team Giselle or are you team Tom?
I think I'm team Tom.
I was team Tom. And then he starts opening his mouth about how NFL seasons are like military deployments.
He didn't think that one through.
I'm like, yeah. Bro, just shut up, all right?
Plus, he didn't think that one through.
Plus, he and Giselle are now getting sued over this FDX debacle. So there's that.
And she's now dating her jujitsu teacher.
Has denied it, saying that the jujitsu teacher is just teaching their kids taekwondo or jujitsu.
I bet he is.
Yeah. teaching the kids jujitsu. And teaching her bend over a kami, which is another Japanese art.
That's a good one.
All right, let's get into the Jeff Saturday story, because I don't think I've gotten you on record on this yet.
Not been on record.
Okay, no. I am. Here, hold on a second. There we go. I'm ready now. I'm gonna sit back and drink one while you give me your thoughts.
I was extremely angry because it's spit in the face of two things: the coaching profession, and that the fact that the drunken owner just didn't regard, and again, you know how I feel about white coaches who don't deserve anything.
Right.
Getting chances.
Right.
So he has a couple of people on staff that have no experience, but he could have given them the job. And then I remembered also something, and I'm sorry, I haven't listened to your podcast this week.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Listen, you are not required to. You contribute to it. Just answer the phone when I call you is all I care about.
Even though we don't get along famously, Andy Pollin had possibly the greatest line ever about someone doing something. And I believe it was, everybody's got one good show in them.
Right.
And that's it. Am I right?
Yes, 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 indeed.
So Jeff Saturday, let's not suck in each other's dicks over this one.
That's exactly what I said as well, Jay. Ding, ding, ding.
How much did he really do during it? Was he in there grinding away, looking at film, looking at the All-22s, going back and forth, back and forth? I sincerely doubt it.
Right, exactly. It's one game. Let's just see. I think the whole thing is a stupid hire. I think the media overreaction to it is even more stupid.
You think everybody clutching their... Because, I mean, it was mostly people hated it. Like, I heard the guy on NFL Good Morning, and Bill, I can't remember his...
Bill Cowher hated it. Joe Thomas hated it.
Whoever the guy's on NFL This Morning, he made fun of it.
I believe
the guy who's on The Real World. Yes, Kyle Brandt. Yes, yes. He made fun of it openly. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Brandt had a good rant about it. It was great. Yeah. And of course, then it starts this war of lining up on one side versus the other. And obviously the Indianapolis contingent led by Pat McAfee are going to defend Saturday and whatnot.
Oh, and your boy also.
Who's my boy?
Oh, from Indianapolis, Doyle. Oh, who Greg I used Doyle. To love.
I Doyle used to I like.
Had, we I, had a bromance, Doyle
I know,
and I.
I know.
Yeah.
I used to like and I used to respect him. And I'm embarrassed at both things in retrospect.
I am mortified looking back.
When
were you out on Doyle? When were you out on Doyle? I can tell you when I went out on Doyle.
Well, COVID lost me because he was haranguing hard about how Indy shouldn't be held because it's too dangerous and da 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 da. He also, by the way, wrote columns that somebody pointed out were back to back diametrically opposite about whether or not they should start or whether Matt Ryan was a good signing or not. In the summer, he's like, this is a great signing. Matt Ryan's going to help him out. And then he writes a column once they bench him of, this guy's a disaster. I can't believe they thought that he would be any good.
I went out on Doyle because, if you remember, Doyle, part of the show, the early show, came on a lot. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I know. We had him on a lot. We called him the truth saw.
He hated Vitale. In fact, I remember listening one day, driving home from the station, he was on when Dan Patrick had the afternoon slot on ESPN. And Dan Patrick was arguing with Doyle because Doyle wrote this scathing column about Dick Vitale going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I remember the line. Doyle said, Dick Vitale going into the Basketball Hall of Fame as a contributor, you might as well give the guy who invented the foam word number one finger. You should put him in too. And it was the great. And I
that's actually pretty funny. And I think I was on the same side on that. And I think Andy Poland chided me like, come on, he did a lot for the game to popularize it. And I said, Andy, he was the surfer on the board riding a wave. Right. He wasn't God creating the oceans on the rise of college basketball's popularity. There's a big difference. Now, good for Vitale for riding that wave, but he didn't create it, I don't think.
He didn't do anything. Right. So I called Doyle like immediately after he hung up, and he goes, was that too much? And I was like, that was like the greatest 8 minutes ever that you two went back. Because like Patrick was literally yelling at him.
Wow.
Saying, yeah, Patrick was angry. It was awesome.
So you were on Doyle's side on that particular argument.
Oh, my
argument.
God, yes. Yes. And I was like, that's what I said. Did we just become best friends?
Did we? Yep. We sure did.
And then he totally did a 180. And I'm like, oh, God, I was hoodwinked.
Speaking of Richard Vitale, who I have grown to appreciate for who he is and what he is.
I can't.
I know. And I'm happy he has survived cancer. He's back calling games.
That I'm happy about, yes, that he is healthy and he's going to live a long time.
Doing what he loves. Okay, that said, I think what really cemented me here in the late Vitale stages of why I love him so much is his hilariously inept sort of Instagram live videos. Just talking about other sports like the Buccaneers or the Tampa Bay Rays or the Lightning, where he'd leave the phone on and be like, how does this work? And he couldn't turn it off, but he felt like he had to do this kind of stuff. Did you ever see any of those?
No, is that more cringeworthy than OJ giving his perspective on anything?
I like that as well, even though OJ's a fucking murderer, the scumbag. I laugh. I'm like, that's funny. But yeah, Vitale kind of grew on me because he just became this crazy, inept, you know, sort of social media influencer. Like, and I'm saying to myself, Dick, you don't have to do any of this. You're on ESPN. Everybody knows you. What are you doing? And I suspect it was his kids or his grandkids saying, come on, Dad, you got to do this. Come on, Grandpa, you got to do this.
You don't see Raftery doing this.
The kiss. Yeah, if Raftery joins TikTok, then fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. So here was Richard Vitale on the game last night. He was calling Kentucky and who were they playing? Kentucky and Michigan State last night. Did you watch any college basketball last night?
I watched about 4 hours of college basketball last night.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you're in
Maryland.
Early.
Yeah, Maryland, Michigan State, and Kentucky, yes.
Okay, so here was Richard John Vitale of East Rutherford, New Jersey last night with the biggest proponent of college basketball I have ever seen, pretty much capitulating and bending the knee to Lord Football, I was shocked.
Season Feast Week is next week. There's Maui, there's the PK in Portland, there's Atlantis. There's so much going on over the next couple of weeks.
You know, I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to be negative about it, but I've said it so many times. I think college basketball does an injustice for itself starting the season so early. I really believe it should start right after Thanksgiving. I really do.
What?
It's all about the Heisman. It's all about what four teams are going to be in the football Final Four. People are football crazy now.
Wow!
He actually has it. College basketball has its month. It has March.
But here's the thing, Jay. College basketball used to compete for and earn adequate shelf space in the sporting goods convenience store or sports TV convenience store in the month of November with Lord Football, college and pro. It used to do that just fine.
Used to share Super Bowl Sunday. Remember, they put a huge game on before the Super Bowl, and it would get huge numbers.
I do not remember that, but I will take your word for it.
Yes.
So is it shocking to you that Dick Vitale would be saying such a thing? A capitulation? A submission at the hands of Lord Football? Wow.
He actually has a point. They do start too early. Yeah.
But if they started a week later, it would be the same dynamic because then people would be talking about the bowl season and the college playoffs coming up and the NFL as it comes to a full boil and on and on and on.
Well, games really don't mean anything until January anyway.
They don't. There was a hilariously awful sequence in the Seton Hall Georgetown game, was it? I forget which one. It was on Twitter, and I had to bookmark it because the best tweet, I mean, like, you got to see this 35 seconds of god-awful dog shit basketball, and you would just say, oh, my God, that's terrible. It was like one comedic screw up after another, basically. And the tweet was from somebody who covers college basketball who said, I don't know what sport this is, but I'm intrigued. I need to send you the clip. Is there a way I do have a mute button, but I didn't hit it. Is there a way you could watch it if I were to send it to you real quick?
Of course.
Still talking to me though?
Yes, the sound would not come over. Georgetown Seton Hall, no.
Okay.
No. Send it to me. Well, Bob Lee. Wow, look at a young Bob Lee in 1988.
Oh, really?
it's some random clip, man. It's Bob Lee, Seton Hall versus Georgetown.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. DJ Carlissimo before the choking.
At least it's Bob Lee, not Tom Lee. Northwestern Georgetown.
Yes, and Northwestern beat Georgetown.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go, Jay. I just sent you the link. I'm going to play the audio, even though it is a podcast, but you need to go look at it. This is what it sounded like. I don't know who was calling it, but he did a good job of making sense of the mayhem.
We'll see if the whistles continue to come.
Rebound falling out of bounds.
Oh, my God.
Guy throws it off somebody's leg. Guy travels. Turnover. Breakaway. Layup. Travel. Block shot. Air ball.
Barry baseball pass to Roper. He's alone and he fumbles it out of bounds.
This is WNBA bad.
Well, I wouldn't call that last sequence a Picasso. Well,
Matt Norlander of CBS Sports.
Friend of mine.
You know Matt, okay.
I know Matt Norlander, yes.
He said,
oh, my God.
He said, don't know what sport this is, but I'm riveted.
Oh, maybe there's WNBA bad.
Hey, even that's insulting for the dub NBA. You know they've got good fundamentals, right? That's what makes them sure they it makes up for their lack of ability to dunk
or athletic ability. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
But still, okay. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to the coach situation, because I got your girl, Joy Taylor, who has chimed in. Top rope Joy Taylor. By the way, I had no idea she was the sister of the impossibly handsome former Dolphins defensive end, Jason Taylor.
You didn't know this?
No idea. Why would I suppose? What should I have known that?
Oh yeah, I thought everybody knew that.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here she is. Yeah, go ahead.
The handsome and gorgeous genes in that family?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
What was his nickname?
Taylor? He did Dancing with the Stars.
No, what number did he wear with
99.
The Redskins?
99. Oh, he
wore... Yeah. They called it Highway 99.
No. That was Bruce Smith.
No? Bruce Smith? Okay.
Bruce Smith, but he wasn't 99. Bruce Smith was 93.
There was a joke somewhere.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, Jason Taylor was a sack specialist defensive end.
Yes.
Bruce Smith married
Zach Thomas's sister?
Okay. 78. Yes, Bruce Smith was 78.
Yeah.
Jason Taylor, Redskins number 99. You go. Actually, did 55 for the Skins. He wore 99 with the Dolphins and the Jets. He also nearly lost his leg due to compartment syndrome. Ever heard of it?
Never heard of it.
It's gruesome. It's where you start bleeding into these little compartments inside a muscle cavity. And they have a hard time containing it. And it starts swelling and swelling and swelling like crazy. And then they've got to like poke you full of holes and put tubes in and drains in to drain the blood while simultaneously replacing the blood. And it can be excruciatingly painful. And he had that in his leg. And if it goes on for much longer than 24, 48 hours, you're at risk of losing the fucking limb. Compartment syndrome. Yeah. Not cool.
Okay, that's wonderful. Right.
So there was there's the link to the video of Ms. Joy Taylor. Here is her deal about Jeff Saturday, and you can tell me if she's on point or not.
Rewarded and respected. And what the Colts did, said, hard work doesn't matter, honey. Relationships do. Sorry about it. And everyone's doubling down on it now. And remember, since we're doing receipts, I'm going to keep those too. Because if you don't have to have requirements, if you don't have to have a resume to get a job, keep that same energy the next time a black coach
same energy
for a job. I don't want to hear a word about what experience he has. What does he call in plays? Jeff Saturday show wasn't calling no plays.
Show.
He made that very clear. I am delegating all responsibility except for cheers and motivational speeches to everyone on this staff. So keep that same energy about calling plays. And here's my favorite part about this while I'm ranting. Keeping receipts. The next time a woman's up for a job, I don't want to hear about the experience that she needs to have it. Because I already know she's excellent if she's getting the interview in the first place. So all you are loud and tweeting and celebrating this whole thing and celebrating the fact that you don't need certain kind of accomplishments or resume to get a job, keep that same energy, please.
Okay, there you go. First of all, what do you think about her hairdo and the Mickey Mouse ears?
Not a fan of this hairdo, but
She's got two puffed up balls of hair, literally shaped like Mickey Mouse ears on her head.
Yeah,
not a good look.
She's still so hot, though.
He's still a big fan. Okay, is she right,
still
though? Is she on point?
You know how I feel about coaches getting hired.
Right. Generally, yes. However, I don't need the AMA and faux show and keeping receipts and same energy. Like, the whole keep that same energy line, that is an immediate cringe for me. Keep that same energy.
If it were any other owner, I'd be more upset.
Oh, no.
But it's Jim Irsay.
I know.
A drunk, pill-popping fool.
I know. He's the worst. Speaking of which, here's your stat of the day on the Zabecast. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jimbo Fisher not having a great year at Texas A&M this year, to say the least, right?
No.
Do you know, after 58 games at Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher now 37-21. Kevin Sumlin.
Does he have the same record?
After 58 games at Texas A&M, 42-16. 5 games better than Jimbo Fisher. Behold your stat of the day.
Stat of the day. By the way, Jimbo Fisher, you know the buyout number, right?
It's close to $100 million, I believe.
I believe it's $95 million.
Yes, exactly.
That's I want nothing more than I hate Texas, but I'm thinking I'm starting to hate Texas and A&M even more because they are throwing money around like a drunken sailor on leave. So could you know they literally signed the best recruiting class in the history of like 24/7 sports last year.
Right. However, that's not gonna, in fairness, it's not gonna land till next fall. right?
And they still suck. So I wish nothing good for them. Oklahoma. I love these teams just imploding in front of my eyes. Love it.
Texas A&M currently in seventh place in the SEC West,
which is not the tough one.
Lost to Auburn last week, 13-10. Scored all of 10 against Auburn, who fired their coach this year.
Did you see who Auburn's interim coach was, though?
No.
Cadillac Williams.
Nice. I hope he gets the job.
He will not.
Spoiler alert. Narrator, he did not, a black former running back, he did not get the job. No. I did look up where Kevin Sumlin is now. Do you know where Kevin Sumlin is now?
Is he a assistant for someone?
He is the head coach and general manager for the Houston Gamblers of the United States Football League.
Kevin USFL. Sumlin had a moment for about 3 years.
He did.
I think he had a helicopter and called it the swag copter because he was just going. He had a moment, and then I can't remember when it all went to shit. It was after Manziel.
Yeah,
but he had a moment.
You know, you and Houston Scotty shared a podcast not so long ago during baseball season. You know that Houston Scotty from Arkansas, big Razorback fan, pigs, whee, and living in Houston, so he knows all things Texas, has a disdain for Texas A&M alums and fans that is borderline psychopathic.
Ooh.
He hates them so much. He's got every insult in the book. He calls them trash at every opportunity on this private text thread. He fucking hates A&M grads.
I still want to know what's up with the uniforms.
They're old school.
It's an agricultural school, yet they dress up like soldiers. What the fuck is that about?
Okay, well, they got a big military, a big ROTC program, I believe.
Hey, how about that?
Okay. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. The Dolphins have arrived, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you got to say, yeah, I know, like that? Are you not excited? I'm super excited. I really love Tua. And I was hoping he appeals to me. I like the cut of his jib. I like his Samoan American Hawaiian family. I like the fact he's a lefty. I like what he's persevered through, the injuries, and now this concussion bullshit. He is fucking dealing right now. And Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are terrorizing teams. And now that they've added Jeff White in the backfield, oh my God, him and Mostert, they're rolling.
I was very wrong about Tyreek Hill, thinking he was nothing more, that he could never be a number one wide receiver, because they do this thing. They clear out everybody.
Yes.
And have Tyreek go across the middle.
Yes.
And it's just, you can get 15 yards on that play every time they run it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, why would you call anything else? Because you can't stop it.
Right? So they're, did I say Jeff White? I meant to say Jeff Wilson. I'm an idiot.
I knew who you meant.
I know. Well, there we go. Mopped it up. So anyway, the last time the Dolphins were 7-3, you want to take a guess what year? Last time they were as good as 7-3?
2007.
2001.
Okay. Wow.
That was.
Who was the quarterback in 2001?
Well, there was 24 starting quarterbacks in between the last time they were 7-3. I don't have the list. Somebody, I'm sure, has it out there. I bet one of our crack volunteer researchers for this podcast, Dave Baru or somebody else, will step up and go, oh, here's the list right here. 24 starting quarterbacks ago, 8 head coaches ago, 7 stadium names ago. The Heat had 0 titles at the time. LeBron was in high school. The iPod had just come out. The iPhone was still 6 years away. Tua was 3. And Mike McDaniel was a freshman at Yale.
Oh, my God. Look at this fucking team. How did this team? Wait a minute. How was this team?
7-3. The 2001 team? Give me the 2001 Dolphin team.
Well, the quarterback was Jay Fiedler.
Holy shit.
Running back, Lamar Smith. And back when white men could be running back, Rob Conrad. Wide receivers, Aronde Gadsden.
Oh, my God, Aronde Gadsden.
Let me see. Who else? Playing defense, Daryl Gardner, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas. Okay, they were legit. Pat Surtain, Sam Madison. All right, they were legit on defense.
Yeah.
That's how they were winning.
But still,
Bowen. Yeah, they were.
They were 7-3 with Jay Fiedler and a white tailback.
Rob Conrad
suck on
from
that.
Syracuse, if I believe.
Exactly. So, and of course, there's a lot of good Tua McDaniel mic'd up stuff from this past game where they ripped the Browns a new asshole. This was a good one as Tua was asking McDaniel, "What play do you like on the sideline before during the timeout?" Before they were trying to go for a touchdown. Take a listen.
Which one do you like? Because I like the one that you think will get us a touchdown. So think about that.
Okay, then I'm going to go left hash.
All right.
That's
all right. 118 with that.
Tua under pressure, throwing, touchdown, Tyreek Hill.
Woo!
Dancing afterwards. God damn.
Thoughts on McDaniels. I'm a toe in, toe out on him.
Now I think he's really good. I think he's Jewish McVay.
Or black McVay.
Half Jew, half black McVay.
By the way, speaking of that, 2 weeks ago we were talking about how did you phrase it? The Jews and the blacks were I can't remember what Rob arranged.
Auburn versus Alabama,
and
but the blacks and the Asians are Alabama versus LSU.
We forgot one: the whites and the blacks are Michigan, Ohio State.
Oh well, not this white guy and not you black guy.
That's true.
We are kumbaya. We hold joint camps together in the summer, sharing plays, live and let live, friends.
But I'm not sure where is it an act. Is he, because he's kind of funny, but I hope he's not putting on an act.
I think he's, I don't know if he's Jewish, by the way. I got to look this up.
Well, I know he's biracial. I do know that.
Yes.
Not that any of that matters, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's Jewish. Not that it matters. But yeah, he definitely biracial, identifies. I don't know how he identifies.
But he's never called plays before. I mean, he was never a play caller before this year. I found that made me go, what? How is he a coach? If he never called plays.
Yeah. Well, Mike McDaniel is a lot better than Josh McDaniels right now.
Okay, how is that guy still employed?
That dude is on his last thread. Apparently, the only reason they haven't fired him yet is because as a new hire, They can't afford to fire him because the franchise is cash poor. Even though the value of the Raiders is a lot, they don't have the cash to fire him, but otherwise he might be fired.
Am I allowed to be angry about his hiring?
Sure, he's a dipshit. Yeah, he's a dipshit. Okay. Like, to me, it's amazing that a guy who took a job, Indy, right? And then turned it back, returned it, like I returned cameras.
I was going to say.
After three games.
Or RVs.
Or after, RVs. Right, after three, returned it after 3 days. Like, he's like, nah, never mind. How does that guy ever get hired again? How would you trust that guy ever again? He'd be on my list of, nope, swiping left because there's other dudes out there.
Well, Belichick did the same thing. So
I know, and they followed his footsteps. Right, yeah. But Belichick, luckily for Belichick, backed it up by going on a fucking winning streak, the likes of which the league has never seen. All right, let's get ready to wind it down here. I got lasagna in the oven, which is supposed to go for 48 minutes. I put it in right before we came on. We're at 31 minutes now. So this will be podcast lasagna as I live the bachelor life for a couple days while I'm here in Milwaukee.
How was the game, lasagna, by the way? How was the game atmosphere, very quickly?
It's great.
When you went to the – it was? Okay.
All yeah, right. It's great. It's cold as shit, but I'm going to be in a suite for tomorrow night, or as people hear – yeah, tomorrow night, because this will drop at night. Tomorrow night I'll be at the Packer game, and I'll be in a suite with Mike Darrow of the Russ Darrow Group. Thank you very much, Mike, so I will not be freezing my ass off.
Also, I'm going to make this point on the podcast so everyone hears it. I will be in Maryland all of December. I don't get my fucking palm. If I don't get my palm steak, if I hear Carol,
my God.
If I hear Carol chomping her lips on a steak one more time, and I love you, Carol, you know that.
Jay, do you want to do a palm spectacular with two other people?
Yeah.
Who would those people be?
Naki and Hatch.
Oh, you've never met Hatch.
No. But it makes me laugh.
Yeah, Hatch is funny as shit. You guys would get along just fine.
But Naki is my all-time fave.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure. Let me think about the lineup.
But Naki's busy. He's got baskets. He could do it.
He's not as busy as you think.
But during the week, though, they still have games. He'll be traveling. Okay. So Naki couldn't do it.
All right. Let's do this, and then we'll do our FTG and be done with it.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, I know you saw it. What'd you think of Chappelle's monologue on SNL? Well,
part of my FTG is that episode. Chappelle is still the fucking goat. When he goes, I've been to L.A. There's a lot of Jews.
He goes, a lot. He pauses for effect, eyes widening a lot. But then goes on to say, but hey, there's a lot of blacks in Ferguson, Missouri. Don't mean we run the place.
The one thing about Dave Chappelle I've never understood, he gets no backlash. He says the N-word more than any person that I know, and I know a lot of black people.
Where would he get the backlash?
But like the NAACP has never said, we don't like Chappelle. Like, he uses it, he uses it so much, you don't hear it anymore.
Yeah. I think he's judicious. I think he's judicious in his usage of it to make a point. But here, I want to play for you the last 2 minutes of the podcast, last 2 minutes of the monologue, which is 15 minutes. It's interesting because a lot of the stuff that's on there, you go, wow, I'm surprised that they let him say this stuff on SNL, which has become famously woke, because while he did rip some people that you would expect him to rip, it was Trump. Yeah, Trump and Herschel Walker and stuff. So he did the red meat, but there was some other stuff that are like, wow. Well, according to one report, he wrote two monologues and submitted one he didn't perform that he knew would be gentler and pass muster with the producers, and then got on stage and did the other one that was secret. How about that?
I love that.
That's pretty fucking amazing, isn't it? And that's a comedian having to produce two funny 15-minute high-profile sets, which is not easy. So here he was, final 2 minutes.
Nobody listens to me when I tell these jokes. You ignore me. My first Netflix special, what did I say? I said, I don't want a sneaker deal because the minute I say something that makes those people mad, they're going to take my sneakers away. And the whole crowd's like, ha, 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 ha. But now you see Kanye walking around L.A. barefoot with his chain out.
By the way, he said when he met Kanye once, Kanye said to him, I don't have a chain because I'm a billionaire. Only millionaires wear chains outside of their shirt.
Okay. Yes.
This guy lost $1.5 billion in a day. $1.5 billion in a day. I saw that. I said, put your chain on, nigga. Welcome back.
He pulls out his own little chain.
It shouldn't be this scary to talk about anything. It's making my job incredibly difficult. And to be honest with you, I'm getting sick of talking to a crowd like this. I love you to death. And I thank you for your support. And I hope they don't take anything away from me. Whoever they are. We got a great show tonight.
I mean, what goes into the genius of Dave Chappelle is, of course, the pauses, the mannerisms, and the expressions. And so as he paused there with his head down, talking about how he's sick of doing this and scared of everything, you know, he looks up with his eyes and then adds, whoever they are. And it was perfect. He's not wrong, man. He's not wrong. Do you think he is genuinely at the point of, yeah, stand-up made me a mega, mega, mega millionaire, and I love it, and I'm good at it, but fuck this. I'm tired of this. Do you think that was genuine or no?
Well, he's gone through a lot of shit in his stand-up career.
God tried to kill him.
Yeah, I think, well, and then, you know, Comedy Central made him insane. So, yeah, he had to go to Africa to get away. Yeah, I would quit, too, go live in
Why did Comedy Central make him insane? Remind me of that, because I remember something about it, but I don't remember the particulars.
The Chappelle Show, he said it got to be, he did a skit, and this is, well, he did a skit on Pixies, meaning, like, when you have, like two people on the side of you, like the good and bad angel.
Oh, okay.
And he did a skit about a Pixie, and he's flying. And the lady asked him what he'd like to eat. He says, well, we have chicken.
Oh, right. On an airplane, right?
And the pixie comes up and he says, well, what kind of chicken? Fried. And the pixie starts to do this minstrel dance and mental talk. And he said there was one executive laughing way too hard. And he said, he just said the show just went downhill after that.
Wow.
And,
so it scared him. Yes, he's like, you're laughing a bit too hard about this.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see how that'd be the case. So anyway, apparently the video on YouTube alone is already over 8 million views. So the reach and the impact of Dave Chappelle, he gave him their highest ratings of the year on SNL. So obviously the guy still has sway. So
he
with that, we come to a rousing conclusion with a version of FTG.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
All the writers of SNL who, air quote, boycotted Dave Chappelle's appearance. Okay, I've watched all those specials, and I still don't know what the fuck everybody's angry about.
He's transphobic. They have declared him transphobic.
He did a whole beautiful set about how he met this trans comic and got her on his show. I don't know what
doesn't matter.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I know.
I really, and so I just threw my hands up and says, whatever. Everybody's angry about something at some point.
So to the writers who boycotted or walked off the show or took a week of leave because they were triggered, Jay, you say?
Fuck those guys and gals. Because it's women writers also.
Yeah. Yeah. Go in the run, tell your little boy free. My FTG goes to the media who are suddenly finding out that Qatar, host of the World Cup next week, is not the nicest place in the world.
Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Qatar. I've heard it both ways. Okay. Basically, it's like, oh, they won't let us take a picture inside the media center. How dare they? Oh, they stopped our stand-up as we were trying to do a live report. Oh, I can't believe this. Hey, why'd you even send somebody? You had the choice to say, yeah, we're not going to that fucked up country. We'll print the results of the games. The games will be televised. We're not going to spend one fucking British pound to send our reporters or crews there. But you did anyway, and now you're shocked. Shocked, you say, to find out that they're assholes running Qatar, one of the supposedly more progressive countries in that part of the world. To those media outlets, I say, fuck you. That said, Jay, you got to see the quote-unquote hotel accommodations for the athletes at the World Cup. They are literally plastic tents in the middle of a gated area. Look it up. It makes Firefest look like a luxury hotel. It makes Sochi. Remember the Sochi Olympics? How shitty the rooms and the dorms were.
I do.
Yeah, these accommodations are completely laughable. And something tells me that, you know, guys like Messi or Ronaldo, worth, I don't know, $800 million apiece, they're not going to be sleeping in those fucking tent cities. Just an idea. All right. God. Jay, as always, my friend, great run. We'll talk to you next week, and we are going to get that steak dinner or lunch together, and it's going to be great.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Thank you. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.